In this episode, we're going to go over a question I get asked a lot, is how I prioritize with a dyslexic, chaotic mind. So let's get into it. Okay, team, I wanted to do something a bit special today. And the reason I think this is special is I think it's such a problem we deal with. As dyslexics, our minds are usually a bit all over the place. They can be in chaos, they can be in overwhelm, and it can be really hard to prioritize what's important. The funny thing is so many of us are entrepreneurs or have a tendency to be out-of-the-box thinkers. So, you know, prioritization is so important, yet we struggle with it so much. You know, and it can lead to, when you don't know how to prioritize, it can lead to overwhelm. It can lead to guilt by feeling like you're doing the wrong thing, and it can drive a lot of pain and self-judgment. And self-judgment is one of the most painful things to happen, in my opinion, where you just don't accept that, hey, you're just doing things, and it's really challenging. So I wanted to go, you know, I get this question a lot. A close friend asked me recently what I do for prioritization, and I used to be terrible at it. I was very erratic. I had no idea, and by no means would I put myself on the list of most priority driven people in the world, but I've definitely garnered a few skills to help me deal with it, you know, beyond just learning to accept I am the way I am and not to get too stressed out about who I am as a human being. So that's the first thing is just don't, you know, the grand scheme of it, you can always improve your prioritization, but it's going to take time. So don't stress out when you make a mistake or something doesn't actually go right. You don't have to feel guilty about picking the wrong thing. It's just life. One of the big things to remember is when you make a decision on priorities, you made that decision in that moment you were in. And that was the information you had at that moment. 6 hours later, you might have completely different information. And you might start judging yourself based on what you prioritized earlier in the day, for example, or the day before or whenever it was, but you didn't maybe have the same level of information or feeling. And I've done another podcast on this a few back around what you value at certain times. And it's really getting that clarity of that really does help release a bit of stress, because to start prioritizing correctly, you've got to stop stressing about it. And you've got to start to relax into it and realize it's a journey to become better at it. So from a practical point of view, I'm into lists. Lists work. I use an app called Trello, which is free. There's a bunch of to-do list apps. Whichever one you like, there's some beautiful user experiences out there on Apple and Android. Whatever one works for you is good. But it's about setting a routine to make sure you actually do it. So you've got to kind of get into a habit of it. And that habit, to my opinion, is going to take anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months to actually really embed in your core DNA that you just naturally want to do it. But what I suggest starting off with is if you've never done lists, or you don't think you need them, or you don't think you like them, or you think you're bad at them, is to start small. Get one of these apps and just put down 3 things in the day that you need to do and achieve. Now, what I do, and this was a close friend, Shane, who suggested this, is put emojis on it, so pictures, as opposed to just words. So I actually enjoy finding the right emoji and putting it next to it, and I find it actually does liven up the to-do list, and oddly, I enjoy it. Like, you'd think it wouldn't make any difference, but it actually does for me. So I make sure that's part of it. Now, and that's a starting point, is get 3 on the go. Don't try and do 27, overwhelm, explosion. Pick the 3 things that are going to move you closer. And I've talked about the game theory that I'm working on around goal setting. You know, I set yearly games that I'm playing. But how you win a game is you've got to make daily moves. Just like in chess, you've got to move the pieces. So you've got to think about, okay, what are my yearly goals? What am I actually trying to get to this year? That's your sequence of importance. Hey, I want this, this, and this out of my life this year. If I come to the end of the year and I'm sitting by the beach, looking back at my year at the end of the year, what did I actually want to achieve? What were the games that I wanted to win? So that'll help you prioritize. I've really enjoyed it this year, having that in place, because I can look back at everything and it allows me to look at something and go, hey, is that going to move me closer to winning the game? No? Okay, I won't do it. And that can sometimes actually give me back hours and hours of time that I'd used to waste. So that's been really valuable. So making sure those games are in place and then starting to do this to-do list, which I call your daily moves. What are going to move you closer to those end goals? And I'll give you a few examples with myself. So I'm trying to get fitter and healthier. And I've got really, really good routines up till about 2 or 3 p.m. in the day. And then I'm pretty good after 9 as well. But I've got this block which moves around where I'm just terrible. I make really poor decisions. I'm not sure if I just get a lull in blood sugar at a certain time or whatever it is. But I make poor decisions. And I know that for me to hit to win the fitness game I'm trying to work towards, I need to start making moves in that area of my day. Because I know that's the bit that's holding me back more than anything else. So when you make a move in chess, you don't make 10 moves at the same time, you make small moves. So you've got to start thinking about what are the small things you can do in a day. Don't overcommit. That can also destroy prioritization and motivation, is when you put down something you're not likely to ever achieve, and it's just going to make you feel terrible at the end of the day. So I look at what are little moves I can make. So I've got I look at it, and one of the habits I've got at the moment, especially with my partner away, is I've been ordering Uber Eats. What a horrible concept that was. It makes it way too easy to order food when you're being lazy. And I've got some weird habits in my head where I just overorder naturally. And I just can't seem to stop myself. It's like a financial thing. It's screwed up. But I'm struggling to get over it. So what I've thought is that, okay, what I need to do is, my biggest challenge there, one is it's a waste of money. Two, it's my portion sizes are huge compared to what I would normally eat. You know, I always just, whenever I order, I overeat. It's just a weird thing. But what I've done is I've said, okay, what are three things that are wouldn't be classed as overly healthy, but would satisfy me to try? So a move today I'm going out is I'm going to go and buy two or three of these items, put them in the cupboard. So I know that when I get this craving, and I know the craving is going to come, it's routine, it's built into my habitual nature, that my first step is, okay, let's eat one of those. And if I get that craving again 2 hours later, I eat it again. Even then, I'll still be eating less than what I would from this ordering, and I'll be starting to change that habitual pattern. And that's a move I can make. It's a small move. So the first move today is just go and buy the stuff. That's it. Tomorrow, it's make sure that's the first thing I have. Who knows? Maybe I'll have it, and then I'll still order out. You know, that could happen. That's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm making small moves towards the end game. And that's where prioritization comes in. You got to be willing to make the small moves, you know, use the small hinges that swing the big doors. You know, too often as dyslexics, we focus on the big door. We want the end result. We don't want to wait. Time is elastic in our brains and we want to kind of, it all yesterday. But making these small moves are what build momentum and utilize cause and effect. Life is just cause and effect. It's do something else happens. That's it. You know, I just kicked the vacuum cleaner, as you may have heard. You know, so I kicked it. The effect is I have a sore foot. But, you know, cause and effect is what we don't always get as dyslexics. We kind of look at the end result and we can struggle to see the micro steps that required to reach that. We kind of like do something in a flurry and we can sometimes go really fast and do it well, but then we fall off the bandwagon. And I don't want that to happen to you or any of my listeners. I want you to start to improve on that. And again, from listening to this, take some of these steps I've talked about and just start. Download a to-do list app if you don't have one. Or if you've got one, open it up. Start today by just writing three things. Even if you don't do them, who cares? Just put them in. And force yourself to put them in, even if you're not achieving them. It's a habit. And over time, you're going to go, oh, I actually achieved that today. Brilliant. I didn't achieve the other two. Doesn't matter. You know, just start to move towards it and let yourself off the hook if you don't reach everything. So that's just what I wanted to share, guys. I hope that's been valuable. I know it's made a game-changing difference in my life. So I just hope that can add some value to yours. Have an awesome rest of your week.